are now listening.
You are now listening to the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Knights game. Yeah.
We are back. And I'm done with my vacation, and I'm super depressed about it.
Back to work tomorrow.
Damn, man. I want to go back on vacation so freaking bad. Hello and welcome to the number one wrestling podcast in the world, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. Back ready, of course, ready to bring you more wrestling news. Your host, Eric and Elvis. Yeah.
It's been a few weeks.
We took a week off. Because obviously I wasn't here. I was on vacation. And yeah, it was a lot. Yeah, Disney was cool though. Disney was fun. I still watch Backlash.
Yeah, for sure. The week off feels like a while. Feels like we've been off.
Yeah, no, we don't really take weeks off. I think the one other time we took a week off was because it was like tech issues.
Yeah.
And I was in Canada during that time too.
Yeah.
So
we couldn't.
So we couldn't really record that much anyways. But yeah, of course we're back. We're here. Wrestling has happened. We didn't really get a Backlash review out, but obviously there wasn't really much that happened at Backlash anyways. Let's be real. No title changes.
Easy regular outcomes we already knew.
Yeah, regular outcomes everybody thought we were going to happen. The John Cena match was surprisingly good. That was pretty good, honestly. Yeah, pretty fun. Yeah, that was cool. R-Truth getting involved was a little weird, and now they're going to have a match, so we definitely talk about that.
Yeah.
I think they announced that on SmackDown, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, we'll definitely get into that later on. But yeah, Celtics are eliminated. That sucked.
I don't even care about that. We won the title last year. I'm mad about Tatum's injury.
Tatum's injury was freaking terrible.
That's next year. He's probably going to be back. So
he's probably not going to be back till not even next year.
That's what I'm saying. He's not going to be back.
Damn.
The only thing is probably towards the end of the year or playoff time, he'll get limited minutes. But that's best case scenario.
Yeah, but so best case scenario.
I would just rest him at that point. Like, if he doesn't make it by then.
Yeah, I would just rest him. And honestly, like, unfortunately, the Celtics team is going to get broken up this year.
Yeah, that's the last time we're going to see this team. We're going to lose Porzingis.
Yeah, we're losing Holiday or Porzingis. One or the other.
100%. I think we're losing both.
You think both?
Damn. Especially the way Holiday was horrible this playoffs. And then, obviously, Porzingis has been sick. And we don't have money for him. So, Holiday, yeah. Porzingis is gone. Horford's probably going to retire.
He's retired.
And Hauser's gone, too. That's already four. That's just four off the top of my head.
Hauser?
Yeah, we're not going to be able to afford him. He's going to be gone, too.
Damn, man.
At least we better not keep Pritchard. We have six men a year.
Pritchard has a contract.
Better be untouchable. Him and Pritchard.
Yeah, I think we re-upped his contract last year.
I saw rumors about Celtics getting Giannis.
Yeah, what the hell?
Like it says, give him Drew, KP, and a bunch of draft picks.
Oh my God. I'll take it.
Oh,
I don't know. Hopefully we're better next year. Patriots are going to be good this year.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
If you don't know, we're from Boston originally. We still live
in New England, yeah.
Yeah, but we still live in New England, so every single New England team we're there for.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Knicks, though, I guess.
No.
Yeah.
Their fans are horrible.
Their fans are horrible.
I hate their fans talking so much crap. I got to go to work tomorrow and hear them too again.
Yeah. All right. Of course, in terms of top stories, RIP to the legendary Sabu.
ECW.
Yeah, ECW legends. His matches are fantastic, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, that dude was putting his body in the line 24/7 in all of his matches.
And he literally had a hardcore match like 3 weeks before his death.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah.
They're trying to say they have apparently some shot that he got, like some medicine for pain or something.
Yeah.
They're trying to blame it on that he got for the match because he couldn't even walk.
I don't know.
They're trying to say he should have never even wrestled, like the promotion.
Yeah. GCW is under fire for that.
They were saying, like, literally, he was even saying that he couldn't walk. And then they had gave him, like, some shot of something. And
well, the promoter straight up said, like, they wasn't even sure if he was going to show up.
Yeah.
And then they shot him up with that, and he went out there.
And then obviously, he wasn't going to say no. He's Sabu. He's crazy. So that's it's on him, too, obviously. I mean, that's how he wanted to go out, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's very, like, reminiscent of The Wrestler. Remember the movie The Wrestler?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He shot himself up with some things, and then, I mean, he didn't really, they didn't really show it, but he basically just died in the ring. So damn, yeah. R.I.P. Sabu, legends.
Yeah, Taz had a nice tribute on Dynamite.
Yeah, on Dynamite, that was nice.
WWE showed a short little
tribute. CM Punk did a little tribute as well.
Yeah, a bunch of few wrestlers did.
Yeah, it was nice. It was very nice. But yeah, obviously, he didn't like win any like titles or anything, but he was so like
he's
important to the ECW.
Face of hardcore.
Yeah, face of like one of the faces of hardcore wrestling, and he was so important to ECW and like why it was actually so prosperous that I can definitely see him becoming a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I remember even One Night Stand.
Remember his match against Rey Mysterio?
Yeah, he had a great match against Rey Mysterio. He also fought against John Cena.
Oh yeah,
John Cena. This was already later in his career. And
he had a great match against John Cena. Yeah, I don't know. Shout out Sabu. Rest in peace, obviously. Condolences to his family. But yeah, we lost a real one. He was a legend. But of course, moving on from that. In terms of other top stories, I think one of the main things I definitely want to talk about is, and this is very important, it's like extremely important. Why in the world is Karrion Kross not getting pushed? That dude has put himself over via social media.
I have been saying it for months, even before this takeover of like the social media now going on. But I've been saying for months to push Karrion Kross, literally on this podcast. So
yeah, no, and it's true. Every single week for the past couple months, you've been saying push Karrion Kross. Now people are starting to get behind him. And it's like everybody's super behind him. Did you see his entrance on main first event? Of
all, number one merch seller.
Yeah. Number one merch center on WWE, surpassing Cody Rhodes, John Cena, Randy Orton, Jey Uso, like all those people, Roman Reigns, the Bloodline, etc.
Yes.
And you're not pushing him.
And then him and Scarlett, they're obviously she's his manager, then he's wrestling on main event.
Yeah. On main event.
And the crowd's going wild for his entrances and then his wins. And that's not even the full crowd. That's before Raw starts.
Yeah, for real. No,
I've seen a main event because I got early. If you get there early, they usually have main event like right before.
Yeah.
And he had his entrance. He posted it the other day, and the crowd went wild.
It was ballistic.
Yes. He's getting pops on main event.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
What does that tell you? Like, why aren't you pushing him? Like, number one merch seller, you're putting him on main event.
The only thing I'm thinking of is they're trying to cook a story with him. They're putting him in for now to have him keep him busy, maybe. Don't let Ring Rust have him busy so they can.
I don't know.
That's the only thing I can think of.
It's super annoying. I feel like they should be.
There's no way Triple H is that, though.
He needs to be in the Money in the Bank qualifier match. He needs to win the qualifier match, and he needs to be in discussion to win that Money in the Bank. He has to be in discussion to win that Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Imagine the storyline they can do. Like, yo, he has the Money in the Bank briefcase.
And he goes after Jey Uso.
He has the hourglass.
I think go after Jey Uso.
Exactly.
That'd be perfect. Jey Uso the face, him the heel.
But imagine that. Like, the next night, he comes out with, like, the hourglass, just sets it on the apron, just walks away.
Right, Jey Uso.
He has the freaking briefcase. He can cash it at any time.
He did that to
Come
him.
On now.
Remember, he did that to Roman.
To Roman.
Years ago.
And people point that out as the downfall of the Bloodline, because once he did that, everybody started.
Matter of fact, he's gotten involved in a bunch of downfalls. Whenever he's gotten involved with somebody, they had a downfall right after.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't understand why they're not pushing him.
He just lost to Logan and lost again.
You know what's the worst thing, too? It's like, I love WWE, but I feel like they have, like, a track record of doing that. Like, people get themselves over via social media, and they don't do anything with them. Like, it seems like they bury them for that. I mean, I'm not saying they're burying Karrion Kross right now.
Sense.
They're just not using him. But just look at the track record. Like, Zack Ryder. Got himself over in the internet wrestling community with the Internet Wrestling Championship. Exactly. Didn't do anything with him.
He got one Internet Championship win at WrestleMania. Remember the
lost
match?
The next night to The Miz.
Damn, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, next night to The Miz in like a 10-second match.
That's horrible.
Ridiculous. Who else? Who else? Wait, oh man, I had like
that's
a couple people listening. Yeah, that was Vince.
That was Vince.
But there's a bunch of people who have done that. Like, freaking Rusev with Rusev Day. That was meant to bury him. They had him in a cuck storyline with his freaking wife and Bobby Lashley.
He was a cuck, but he got over with that.
And he got over with fucking Rusev Day.
And it was wasn't it Aiden, that dude that was like singing the song? I forgot his name. His name was like Aiden something.
Yeah, I remember what you're talking
Aiden
about.
Aiden English.
Yeah. Aiden English, yeah. Rusev Day.
He got over.
And he got over with that. They buried him. They didn't do anything with him. There's a lot of instances of people getting over and then they're just not doing anything with them. if you want to go back, you can think about Sheldon Benjamin, even when he had his mom with him. Remember that? He got himself over with that.
That was supposed to be burying him.
Yeah, and he didn't do it. They honestly pushed him. Didn't do anything with him. It's freaking ridiculous. I don't understand why the hell they do that. Like, if you're going to put, you're going to make yourself over with the fans. If it's not in the interest of what WWE wants at that moment, they're not going to use you. I feel like if you're pushing yourself without WWE's help, that just goes to show you the like immense talent that you have.
Yeah, talent and star power.
Exactly. Like, I feel like you should get put straight to the moon. Screw everybody else.
You just need the platform. He's doing it on his own social media.
It's crazy.
Now the company he works for needs to push him, but
it's insane.
Main event where nobody can see unless he posts something about it.
Exactly. Or even like his promos that they're doing. They're doing it on commercial breaks and he's just posting it.
Yeah.
And people are going wild for it.
And the great promos.
Exactly.
He has insane. Great promo skills.
It's freaking ridiculous that the most that we see from him is
on his own
it's on his social media, or if he's actually on live TV, it's a 30-second promo backstage.
Backstage promo. The 30-second backstage promo is better than any other promo on that night.
Exactly.
Like any other promo.
And it's the most interesting thing of the night, because you're just like, oh my God, is he going to start something? Is he going to attack him? Is it going to be a push? No, nope. We don't see nothing. Nothing at all. It's so annoying.
I think him winning Money in the Bank is a start, and that'll just skyrocket him, and I think he can go out to Jey Uso.
Either Jey Uso or even...
And remember, you got a whole year to cash that, so if you don't want Jey Uso to lose the belt right away, he can hold on to that.
Unfortunately, I think Cena, and not Cena, I think Jey Uso's title run is solidified to end with Seth Rollins. I feel solidified. True. In terms of, of course, John Cena's title run, we're not really sure who the heck is going to beat him. It could be Karrion Kross if you book it properly. If not, Karrion Kross can take it off the next guy.
Yeah, because remember, you have a whole year to catch that.
Exactly.
So somebody else can beat Cena between that time, and then whoever... Or, it could be, I don't know.
I'm not even saying to, like, push him to the freaking moon immediately.
He doesn't even have to win the title, to be honest. And he's got to be in main event fused with main event people.
Exactly. He just needs to be pushed and shown on TV. He doesn't have to win the world title. He can go after the United States title. I don't care. As long as they push him to do something. Because, like, right now he's doing jack anything. It's freaking annoying.
Yeah, or you can just kill Dom real quick and take the title.
I like Dom with the title.
Keep it on for a little
bit longer.
I was only joking.
But
he's actually won himself over with the fans just because being exactly. a great heel. But he's pretty funny online, and when he posts like a lot of like funny.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because they need to push him. I don't understand what the hell's going on there. Yeah, just push Karrion Kross, please.
He has all the star power. Yeah,
all the star power in the world. But yeah, other than that, do you have any other top stories at all after that rant?
Nah, that was a justified rant.
Yeah. All right, cool. So other than that, we can definitely get into, of course, let's get into like the WWE news for the week in terms of Raw and SmackDown. All right, let's go ahead and get into, of course, the weekly news for WWE. Of course, this week we had Raw and SmackDown and a bunch of stuff setting up for Saturday night's main event this week. It's going to be a busy weekend.
Saturday night's main event on Saturday, and then Double or Nothing on Sunday.
It's a good week to be a wrestling fan. Hell yeah. That's for damn sure. but yeah, of course, let's go ahead and get into, of course, Raw. Raw this week did start off with a CM Punk promo. Of course, he's basically just calling out Paul Heyman. And then, of course, Paul Heyman comes out with the trio of Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker as well, because obviously they're a little team now. But yeah. Basically, just a back and forth argument until, of course, Sami Zayn comes out for the save, which is a little bit surprising, and Jey Uso as well. I thought that was pretty cool. Obviously, it did set up what is now going to be a tag team match at Saturday night's main event between Sami Zayn, Jey Uso.
No, Sami Zayn and CM Punk.
Yeah, sorry. My mistake. Yeah. Punk and Sami Zayn versus Seth and Braun Breaker at Saturday night's main event.
Yeah, that also showed that. That Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker need another addition.
They need an additional person.
Because Jey Uso made the save. He got too many friends.
You know
the what people they're going after have too many friends.
Yeah, for sure. Well, they're making too many enemies so freaking fast.
That is true. Yeah, they're going after everybody.
Yeah. But I thought this was cool. I just wish that it made Jey Uso look a little bit more important. It kind of made CM Punk be the leader of that little defense group. I felt like Jey Uso should have been in the middle, of course, looking all dominant, talking trash. especially because, of course, they're going after his title.
But it's because he's not even involved in the match, probably.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. But obviously, James
still got to focus on Logan.
Yeah, he has to focus on Logan. That's a Saturday night's main event. And Gunther now. Yeah, we got to talk about that in a sec. But yeah, of course, we have Punk and Sammy versus Seth and Braun. I feel like
a new addition is coming.
Yeah, a new addition is going to come to because
they're not going to. Punk ain't going to lose clean.
No, there ain't no way.
And Sammy, well, he does take a lot of pins, Sammy, but nah.
Nah, there ain't. Nah, there's definitely going to be somebody involved.
Or Sami Zayn just turns on everybody and joins them. Imagine he finally joins them.
That'd be kind of crazy.
He said he wasn't going to join them, then he.
Yeah, but yeah, Punk and Sammy versus Seth and Braun, there's definitely going to be some sort of disqualification or just somebody getting involved and causing Punk and Sammy the loss. Obviously, they're going to lose, I think, at Saturday night's main event. Who do you think that person's going to be? Because right now, Carmelo Hayes is kind of busy with, of course, with Aleister Black and, you know, the Miz and that whole situation, which, of course, happened on SmackDown. We'll talk about that on SmackDown's portion. But yeah, I honestly think right now it could be Austin Theory. Theory might be a good one.
Yeah, I said that, but he's still technically teamed up with Grayson Waller.
Grayson Waller,
They haven't been seen eye to eye, but they're still a team technically. They haven't broken up yet, so that's a... They got to do that story.
That's what I'm saying. So who the hell should it be? I feel like it should be... It should have been
like a younger guy like that.
Yeah, like him.
Because we were comparing it to Evolution, that's why. But yeah. They're probably not looking that way, so I don't know.
Trick Williams will be great, but he's kind of busy too. Trick Williams will be a fantastic addition.
Honestly, it's going to have to be a surprise because I can't think of anybody right now other than the two we mentioned, but they are busy. So
yeah, they're pretty busy right now in like their own storyline things. I feel like if Theory and Grayson Waller broke up, or maybe they break up this week on Raw, that'd be nice. Like break them up now.
We'll see.
Because like what was it last week they had that whole thing where, like, I think prior to this week, I think it was, where freaking Grayson Waller did not want to fight. So he made him fight. Yeah, he made Grayson.
Austin Theory.
Yeah, Austin Theory.
Who was it they fought? It wasn't Aleister Black, was it?
It wasn't Aleister Black, no. It was Rusev.
It was Rusev. I was getting confused with the Miz fighting Aleister
Black. Yeah, and Rusev beat the crap out of him. And obviously there was a little bit of beef there. He's like, bro, what the heck? Why didn't you tell me it was Rusev? So yeah, hopefully they break up, and then of course it ends up being Austin Theory. I think that'd be really freaking cool if they do that. Theory definitely needs a push. His
career. That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, 100%. He needs a fresh start. Honestly, like when they were first pushing him out there, and he was the United States champion, I felt like it was too soon.
I mean, he beat Cena.
True, but I feel like the push was too soon. It felt too forced.
Yeah,
I feel
like Vince really liked him.
Really liked him, and ever since then, he hasn't really done anything. So that's why I'm hoping that they actually do something with him now, and they push him. And he gets involved in there, and they can slowly push him out like that. I will say this, though, in terms of like the whole Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker situation, I don't like the way they're portraying Braun Breaker, not going to lie.
Yeah, he's Seth Rollins' personal bodyguard only.
Yeah, but he hasn't like said anything. Like I feel like they're stripping away his personality.
Yeah, remember his promos when he was like, the dogs are barking in this town.
Yeah.
Actually, before the matches, dude has crazy charisma.
Yeah.
And this gimmick doesn't fit with that. Like, I hope they don't. They gotta let him do his own thing too.
They gotta let him do his own thing. They gotta let him talk. They gotta let him do his own promos. He can still do the barks. He can still cut those promos. Just because he's somebody's like, just because he's like the, I guess like the muscle of the group, does not mean.
Yeah, it's not like Batista when Evolution, when he first started, he didn't even talk nothing.
Exactly.
This is not that. Braun Breaker has crazy charisma.
Braun Breaker.
This will be a step down.
This is a step down.
From
I feel like it
being the dominant IC champion to being a muscle for Seth Rollins, not being able to speak. Nah, they gotta fix that.
They definitely gotta fix that.
Can't be only Seth Rollins talk. I get it; he's the leader, but you gotta. Braun Breaker's way too good to just not say a word.
He needs to say something, and he needs to like have like his own like issues and starting his own feuds and stuff like that. I get he's part of the group, but like he should also be pushing like the. Like where this group kind of goes, you know what I mean? Like it seems like it's just Seth Rollins kind of promo whispering in Braun Breaker's ear, like go attack him, and then he does it. Like Braun Breaker is good enough to cut his own promos, so why the hell aren't you having him cut his own promos? He can start his own beef. He's his own man. It's not like somebody that you just thrown in a group who has great wrestling, but he can't cut a promo. Like no,
I mean he is.
He has great wrestling and he can cut a promo.
I mean he's probably smashed Seth Rollins. So he's
Exactly. The way they're booking him, he can beat Seth Rollins. So I don't understand why they're booking him as if he's just some new guy who can't speak. Like, this dude can speak.
Yeah, I get it if it was new. This dude was literally just a dominant IC champ. Great promos, crazy athleticism.
That we've been talking about, like, you got to push him to the moon. I get it is still early.
Yes, I mean, and it's still a main event scene. He's with Seth and stuff. That's main event stuff, but he's not doing anything in it so far. It just started, but
yeah,
he's got to speak. He can't just be the muscle, the security, basically.
Yeah.
That's literally the security guard. Don't say a word, and when something happens, they have to get involved. No, he needs to talk.
I just don't like the way they're handling
like,
it.
Like, Seth could send him out to say stuff, and then he can go talk for it. Yeah. That's still fine. At least he has the mic in his hand, but no, he just comes out and stands behind or next to Seth and just
and a tux.
Says nothing. And then Paul Heyman, obviously he's going to talk. He's one of the best talkers. In
a tux or a suit.
Yeah, he doesn't even, that doesn't even fit him either.
It looks weird. I don't know.
It does not fit him. He doesn't need a freaking suit. Bro can come out in it and like a sports jacket. Like, I don't know how to say like a
jean jacket
or like a sweatsuit.
Something. The whole like
ready to fight.
The whole suit thing doesn't make any sense. Yeah, like Seth Rollins doesn't wear suits. He's wearing like freaking designer clothes. Like, I don't understand. Yeah.
Braun could just come out in his own gear.
He's coming ready out to fight. He's coming out dressed like Paul Heyman.
Yeah,
he needs to come out in
his own gear, right? Because he's the muscle. He's ready to fight. He gotta have his hands taped, ready to fight. I don't understand that.
And cutting his own promos. Again, I don't understand that at all. Like, it makes no sense to me why the heck they're just like putting a muzzle on a dude with that much charisma.
It's like remember Solo Sikoa was coming out with a suit. He was the bloodline leader. Jacob Fatu wasn't wearing a suit. He was ready to fight.
Yeah.
And he spoke.
Good promo.
So do it like that.
I don't know. I'm just hoping that they turn it around because I mean,
it just started.
I know it just started. We were super excited when they first implemented the team.
And it's still early.
I'm still excited to see what the heck is going to happen. I'm just hoping that they push it more because honestly, Bron Breakker deserves way more than what the heck they're doing with him right now.
Yeah, I mean, I just hope he gets a little more spotlight in the group. And it's not just all Seth, and he's just the muscle. That's different.
Yeah, no, I agree. But anyways, moving on from that, we had Penta defeating Chad Gable, obviously.
Or El Grande Americano.
Yeah, he's not El Grande Americano. They said that El Grande Americano was on he's on a tour of Mexico at the moment.
Yeah.
So he wasn't there. So that's why they had Chad Gable, of course, face Penta. Obviously, the whole storyline there is Penta wants his get back because El Grande Americano cost him the title at Backlash when he
the IC title
at Backlash. So of course Penta ended up picking up the win. That's fine, whatever. Moving on, I still think they should freaking put Penta and Rey Fénix in the tag team. I don't know what the heck they're waiting for. I don't know what the heck they're waiting for.
I mean, Penta is pretty good though as singles.
He is. So that's fine. He is, but I feel like they need to like rejuvenate that tag team division. And the perfect team to do that would be Penta and Rey Fénix.
Yeah, so far, I feel like everybody in tag team has already been champ. So, like,
yeah.
Gotta have a new...
Gotta have a new blood. Yeah. We also had the Creed Brothers defeating the War Raiders. I thought that was pretty cool. I'm a big fan of the Creed Brothers.
The War Raiders are the former champs, so that's a big win.
They had, of course, Kofi and Xavier Woods at ringside.
Maybe they'll finally push the Creed Brothers to go to a title, maybe.
Yeah. But the Xavier Woods and Kofi King somewhere at ringside, of course.
Yeah, because they're the champs.
And yeah, so it looks like the Creed Brothers are going to get title shot now.
Yeah, I don't know if it might be on maybe next SmackDown or something.
Yeah, or Raw. You mean SmackDown?
I mean Raw.
Yeah, I was say it's not SmackDown. Raw. Yeah, it's probably going to be on next week's Raw. Obviously, I feel like Kofi's probably going to cheat to win, but you know what? It's fine. I'm kind of liking New Day as champions.
Yeah, the only thing I feel like. Another thing I saw other people like they didn't fully capitalize on the New Day's heat yet so far either.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're the champs, but like with that heat they had, they could have done like so much more.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's still pretty early in their title reign; they can still do it.
I mean, yeah, after saying all that stuff to Big E and they got, I don't know, I feel like it just didn't develop with more heat.
I thought the Big E was going to return at WrestleMania, and he didn't do it.
Yeah,
that was such a letdown. That match was so trash too. I'm sorry, that match was terrible. But yeah, hopefully Big E is able to clear and get in return and get involved in that. Maybe that's what they're waiting for. I don't know, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. We had a Jey Uso promo talking about his match against Logan Paul. Of course, the match has happened at Saturday night's main event. I guess it's fine because it's a Saturday night's main event, which is just a showcase of WWE. It's fine.
Logan ain't going to win that.
Yeah, Logan isn't winning. But the big storyline coming out of that is, of course, Gunther coming out. confronting Jay and saying he's facing the winner of course, whoever wins that match, because he wants his rematch.
He'll get the rematch.
He's getting his rematch against Jay. That's going to be cool. I'm actually excited for that. In terms of, like, who wins, I think Jay picks up the win again, to be honest.
No, I don't think Gunther's winning the back the title.
But do you think he's going to tap out again? I hope not.
Or maybe it'll just be a disqualification.
I think it's going to end disqualification. Yeah,
you don't want to lose all of Gunther's aura. He cannot tap out or just get pinned clean.
If I mean,
but honest, at the same time, that's big for Jay, so I don't know. It kind of goes both ways.
You know what I can see happening? Because Triple H loves to book freaking triple threats nowadays. I could definitely see Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker getting involved in that match, it ending in disqualification. And then, of course, at SummerSlam, they make that match official where it's Gunther versus Jay versus Seth Rollins for the title. Seth Rollins picks up the win there.
Yeah, the other thing is it's like Gunther and Seth have like no history. They're both heels. They just don't like Jay. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, it could be a thing where Seth Rollins is kind of like on doing his own thing with that group. They're getting on everybody's nerves already. He wants to go after that title. Obviously, it stacks up the numbers against Jay. Jay can put on a hell of a freaking match, look like he's about to win, and then unfortunately, of course, because there's too many people, obviously Braun Breaker getting involved, it's too much for him. He ends up losing. Seth Rollins is new champion. It still makes Jay look strong. It still makes Gunther look strong. You know what I mean? I feel like that'd be like the best outcome in that scenario. Probably. That's just me. I don't know.
We still got more to see with the group, though. We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, we don't know what that is going to happen. I still feel like there's going to be an addition to Saturday Night's Main Event. I'm hoping there's a new addition to Saturday Night's Main Event. Because you're right. They are getting outnumbered already. What the hell is Paul Heyman going to do?
It's just two. And you got Sammy and CM Punk, Jay's friends.
I wonder what the hell they're going to add. They got to add somebody who's like really good.
Really good, but at the same time probably needs the push. Karrion Kross not playing. It wouldn't make
sense. That would be terrible. I don't think Karrion Kross.
I was just saying that because that's somebody who's really good that needs the push.
Yeah, but he needs a singles push.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on from that, we had AJ Styles defeating Finn Balor. Of course, they had a little back and forth backstage. AJ even called Finn Balor Prince Devitt, which I thought that was freaking cool. That was awesome. You know what I mean? I'm kind of hoping like the big storyline there obviously was like Dom didn't really get involved that much. They're still building, of course, that little tension between them. Yeah, Finn Balor's not even. That's 100% going to lead to a match between Finn and Dom for the title. I would not mind Jay and Finn, not Jay and Finn, my mistake, AJ and Finn teaming up. I would not mind that at all. You know, bringing back like a little like Bullet Club.
Yeah, I just don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, they just fought.
They just fought, but I mean, like, I don't really think there's like a lot of beef between them.
AJ's a guy that can go back to being in big matches.
Yeah, I feel like there's no room for him at the top at the moment. But, like, I don't know. AJ Styles' title run was fire, though. His reign between, and he wasn't the champion the whole time, but his reign between 2016 to 2018 was freaking top.
That was SmackDown Live. I hated SmackDown Live, but I liked
him. He was great. He was great. The house that AJ built? Come on now. That was great. I loved AJ during that time. He honestly like revived WWE. It's during just that
like
time.
When's the last big thing he's done? It was like since the Boneyard match in 2020, I feel like he hasn't done much.
No, he's been injured though for a while.
Yeah, and then he had the good feud with LA Knight, but that wasn't really that big either. That was just it was a good feud, but
if you add up his injuries, he's probably been out for like close to 2 years.
Yeah,
just because still, of injuries.
Like I feel like since that Boneyard match, it's like I feel like he hasn't had a title since. I'm pretty sure. I don't think so.
I don't remember him having a title.
I don't even remember. That's right. No.
Yeah. I don't know. They got to do something with AJ Styles though. You're right.
Yeah, he's not young.
No, he's not. Let him
do something the rest of his career.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I think he wants to retire in like 2 years. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
And hopefully he gets a rematch with John Cena. Remember they had a great match.
I want that
sometime this year.
Cena versus AJ has
it could have been a Saturday Night's Main Event. It could have just been like something like that. Like,
yeah,
they should get away with it, like they did with Randy Orton and him. But that was Backlash, but still, it's kind of like the same.
Yeah, I don't know, but they definitely should do that before it's over. They have to. They have to run that match back.
They got
to
run up back all the classic ones. Like,
well, they're definitely running back CM Punk. CM Punk has already like commented on stuff like that.
But they got to do AJ.
Yeah, they definitely got to do AJ. After that, we had a Becky Lynch promo, actually. She cut a pretty decent promo. She's basically blaming the fans for turning on her. She wanted the locker room for how dangerous she is.
Yeah, it was a really good promo.
Pretty good promo. I think she's going to go after the title
eventually. Heel side, but she's also like, she's still putting on notice that she's...
Yeah. I also like the Lyra Valkyria one at Backlash, to be honest. Yeah, I didn't think she was going to win, but I'm pretty happy she did. It was a hell of a match. And she looked really good in it.
So she's putting that women's IC title on the map. I mean, she's the first one, but she's making it like really good.
No, shout out Becky Lynch, honestly. She put over Laura Vicaria not once, but twice. That's great. Because Laura Vicaria beat her for the NXT title a couple of years ago, and then she beat her right now for the IC title. That was, honestly, shout out to Becky Lynch. Obviously, it's not like 100% her decision, but I'm happy that she's willing to do it.
It's probably a big deal. Yeah, it's a fellow Irish woman. So.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, shout out Laura Vicaria. I'm happy she won. I think, honestly, that elevated the hell out of the IC title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I give it credibility because she beat
Becky Lynch. One of the GOATs. But yeah, looking forward to see what the heck Becky Lynch does. I guess we'll have to wait and see. That's cool. And then, of course, for the main event, we had Rhea Ripley and Io Sky defeating Roxanne Perez and Julia. I saw this coming, but
I mean,
I kind of wanted Roxanne and Perez and Julia to win. But at the end, of course, Roxanne Perez and Julia are no longer a tag team. They basically split up immediately, said, we're not a tag team anymore, and left. On SmackDown, we did see Julia is officially part of SmackDown. It looks like they're keeping Perez on Raw.
And they're both really good young talents, so I think it's good. They don't need to be a tag team.
To be honest,
now we're finished with hopefully Rhea and Io thing.
Well, obviously, they're probably going to run that back, too.
I mean, but I'm talking about, as no one working together. Just
Exactly. I'm honestly happy that Roxanne Perez and Julia aren't working together, because, one, they never freaking explained it. It made no freaking sense.
Came out of nowhere.
And two, they're too good to be in a tag team. They're honestly great talents. I'm happy they split them up too, because now you have two brand new talents on each roster.
Yeah, you got two potential new champs.
Yeah, exactly.
For Raw and SmackDown.
Exactly, for Raw and SmackDown. I think it's a great thing.
The world title and the WWE title.
Yeah, and they both proven they can be at the top. They were both great NXT champions. So honestly, they could definitely, of course, be pushed to the top. I'm not saying immediately. Let it be a slow build, obviously. But I feel like they can definitely do some big things on both rosters.
Good heel and faces at their point. So
yeah, some people are just like, damn, they just teamed up and now they're breaking up. But I'm honestly kind of happy that this happened.
This was their arrival for the main roster, but now it's it didn't really work. It's just.
Well, they never explained it. It never got off the ground.
They weren't an actual tag team. They just arrived together. Like, all right, let's take over real quick.
Yeah. I'm just happy that they got rid of it before it moved on even more, because I felt like it would have led to nothing anyways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just would have been nothing anyways at the end.
I mean, say they win the Women's Tag Team Championship. I mean, that championship is...
What are they at? It's
kind of dead in the water right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. But anyways, that was basically it for, of course, Raw. We could definitely get into the SmackDown portion of WWE now. All right, let's go ahead and get into SmackDown. SmackDown this week was all right. It was all right. It wasn't really anything crazy. Honestly.
It's probably going to be the same next week, because waiting for the Saturday night's main event.
Yeah, Saturday night's main event. And then after that, it should get good.
Money in the bank. I thought they got built for Money in the Bank. So that's
Money in the Bank's going to be good. But anyways, yes, SmackDown this week was okay again.
We had Money in the Bank qualifying matches.
They were pretty cool. I guess we can start for the main event thing really quick. So, of course, the main event was Tiffany Stratton versus Nia Jax for the... WWE Women's Championship. That match was actually really good. I'm not going to lie. That match was fun. It was a lot of fun to watch. Naomi did get involved at one point. But of course, Tiffany Stratton ended up picking up the win. But they made Nia Jax look really good as well, honestly. And it made Tiffany Stratton look better because of how good they made Nia Jax look. You know what I mean? It was good. Nia Jax kicked out of the Annihilator.
Probably better than their previous
Not Nia Jax, I'm mistaken. Tiffany Stratton kicked out of the Annihilator. And then, of course, and Tiffany Stratton also had to hit two prettiest moonsaults in order to win.
Yeah, Naomi tried to get involved, and Jade Cargill got involved, too.
Yeah. And then there was also a backstage altercation with, of course, Jade Cargill and Tiffany Stratton, where Jade Cargill is basically saying, I'm going to win that Money in the Bank, and I'm going to defeat you for that title. Tiffany Stratton saying, as long as I hold this title, you're not going to be good enough to ever become champion. Great back and forth. Tiffany Stratton is doing great with that title. I don't care what anyone said. That she's doing really, really good. She's a great face with that title, and she the matches she's been putting on, pretty good. I mean, obviously, the match at WrestleMania with Charlotte was a little underwhelming, but it was still pretty good. And ever since then, Tiffany Stratton has been looking like
$1 million. She got the win against a legend, but it wasn't that good a match.
Yeah, but I'm just happy this match was good. Surprisingly good too. But yeah, of course, Tiffany Stratton picked up the win. I'm happy for that. That's why I wanted to bring it up at first. In terms of who takes that title off of her, I think it's going to be whoever the heck wins that Money in the Bank. Because I don't think she's going to win a match that's straight up clean.
Yeah, it might be Money in the Bank.
Yeah. I'm not even sure. Legitimately.
Alexa Bliss.
I'm not even sure. Yeah, Alexa Bliss is qualified, so that's going to be cool. I'm not sure who the heck is going to win the Money in the Bank, and, like, I'm not sure who the heck should beat Tiffany Stratton
here. We got to see who's in it first. Like, she's in it for now.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we can talk about that. So, of course, let's move on. We had the Women's Money in the Bank qualifier match. They started those this week between Alexa Bliss, Meechan, and Chelsea Green.
All three of them would have been pretty good in the match.
Hell yeah. Yeah, exactly. Chelsea Green, of course, did not have her little Secret Service by her side. Secret Service, because they were not allowed at ringside. It was a pretty good match as well. Of course, Alexa Bliss ended up picking up the win, hitting the sister Abigail on Chelsea Green for the win. And then, of course, she is now part of the Money in the Bank qualifier match. I'm happy that they're finally pushing Alexa Bliss. So that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Do you think she wins it? Like, I mean, obviously,
We have to see what else is in it. I'm not sure. But she's definitely one of the main stars before.
She's one of my top choices. I mean, obviously, we don't know what else is going to be in it. But in terms of, like, who I could think of at the top of my head, I think she's definitely, like, one of my top choices.
Yeah, same. Yeah. That's why I said she's going to win.
Yeah, Perez will be a good addition. I wouldn't mind that.
She might be in it.
She might be in it, yeah. I think that'd be pretty cool. I don't think she's going to win it, but she'd be a great addition to the actual match. But yeah, of course, I'm super happy to see what the heck Alexa Bliss is going to do. I wonder who the heck is going to try to qualify for it, but again?
Yeah, I don't know. Becky Lynch might get in it.
She's going to get in it. There's no way she's not. She's definitely going to be in that match. I don't think she's going to win it, but she's definitely going to be in the Money in the Bank. We also had Faxium defeating DIY in a pretty decent match as well. I think, like, the main thing here being, of course, was DIY attacking Faxium afterwards and Motor City Machine Guns coming out for the save.
Yeah, and that whole tag team division, yeah, it's just like...
It's just a scramble. Yeah. It's just a freaking scramble.
Between the same three... It used to be three teams with DIY, Street Profits, and
Motor City Machine Guns.
Motor City Machine Guns. Now it's another one with Faxium. Yeah. And Pretty Deadly still gets involved once here and there, so...
Yeah. But, of course, Street Profits did announce that Faxium or Fraxium, whatever the heck you want to call them, they're getting a title shot next week on Friday Night SmackDown. That's going to be a pretty good match, I think. I think Street Profits still pick up the win. I still don't understand why the hell they're not defending their titles on pay-per-views. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. The Raw one was, but the SmackDown hasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have the better division, I feel like.
They do. They have the better division. They have the better freaking matches, I personally think. But they're not putting them on pay-per-views.
They got to do the Lucha Bros on Raw.
Lucha Bros need to be on Raw. Yeah, they need to win that title.
Upgrade the division.
I think the Lucha Bros are going to be the guys who actually defeat New Day. Once they eventually, of course,
bring them up. Yeah, and Raw has the best tag team. New Day is the best tag team of all time. But the best division is SmackDown.
Yeah, the best division overall.
The more competitive, yeah.
Of course, we also
We didn't even talk about the beginning segment. It was like the Solo Sikoa with Jacob Fatu and
I was gonna talk about that in a sec.
Was it JC Mateo or Jeff Cobb, whatever they're calling
him? Yeah, we'll talk about that in a sec. But of course, I did want to talk about R-Truth basically confirming he is gonna wrestle John Cena on Saturday night's main event. He had a sit down interview. He basically said that the person who attacked him at the press conference at Backlash was not the real John Cena.
Yeah,
and that he's gonna beat John Cena to bring him back into remembering who he is. So. You know what? I'm happy R-Truth.
He's been a fan of John Cena for a long time. They've been friends for a long time. John Cena probably asked for this too. Like, yo, let me give him a good main event title match. Like, because he's late in his career and he's never really had a big thing in his career.
Yeah. I mean, they had matches before.
Yeah. They've had a little feud before.
If I'm not mistaken, was it not R-Truth who beat John Cena in that table match? And then that's when CM Punk cut that promo?
I'm
certain it was R-Truth.
I know they had a feud when Cena was used to wear the red hat and the red thing. It was like in the middle of like 2012, 2013.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's when
2011 actually.
That's when CM Punk did the pipe bomb. It was after that match. Because Cena got distracted and then he got put through the
table. They had a feud. Jimmy.
When he was a heel.
No, but R-Truth had like that imaginary.
Oh, Jimmy! I remember Jimmy. Yeah. Oh my God. But yeah, R-Truth versus John Cena was not something I was expecting. Yeah,
good for John Cena, I guess. I mean,
good for R-Truth. but you know what? Sometimes wrestling needs to be fun, and I feel like this is one of those fun matches. It doesn't have to be serious 100% of the time.
Saturday Night's Main Event is just really a showcase. It's not like an actual pay-per-view.
Exactly. So you know what? I'm fine with it. Would I rather John Cena face somebody a little bit more serious at the nice main event? Like you said, either AJ Styles or somebody along the lines of that.
Yeah, he's still got the rest of the year, though, so we'll see.
But exactly. He still has the rest of the year. I felt like this is kind of just to pay off that little John Cena and freaking R2 saying that that was his childhood hero, even though it makes no sense because he's older than John Cena.
Yeah.
But I feel like it pays off that thing that's been going on for years.
Yeah, a lot of
literal year. Even when John Cena wasn't with WWE, he was doing his own thing in Hollywood. R-Truth was still saying that John Cena was his childhood hero, wrestling in jorts,
copying
John Cena, doing all his moves. I feel like it's a good payoff. So you know what? I'm fine with it.
And something will come out of it.
Something's gonna come out of
it. Cena seriously hurts him. Somebody's gonna come, and then like start a new feud.
And R-Truth is just that man, bro. That dude is fucking great. I love R-Truth. R-Truth is one of those guys that, like, I 100% would love to meet.
He's like the WWE lifer, even though wasn't he used to be, like, an NWA heavyweight champion, all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But he's technically a WWE lifer. He's one of those guys you never want to leave off the roster, because even if he's not wrestling, he could do amazing, funny stuff.
And most of the times he's not wrestling. It's literally just off the comedy.
In his style of wrestling, he can continue wrestling for the next couple of years.
Comedy and charisma.
Yeah.
He's keeping him in good shape. And obviously he's in good shape because he works out.
Exactly. But R-Truth is just one of those guys that, like, on my bucket list of people I really want to meet.
Yeah, you can put him in. You can always put him in meet and greets or send them places. He's always gonna do something.
Yeah, just promo for WWE basically. Yeah, 100%.
Our shows and everything.
But yeah, I'm happy for it. Whatever. I know it's like some people aren't because obviously it's a little joke. But sometimes WWE has jokes and sometimes it's needed. Obviously, wrestling is also entertainment. It's not just wrestling. And WWE straight up said they're not a wrestling company. They're an entertainment company. So you know what? I'm fine with it. Of course, we also had, and we'll talk about, of course, the beginning segment and all that stuff in a sec. But Aleister Black, of course, defeating Carmelo Hayes via disqualification because, of course,
well, the Miz got involved. Well, no contest, technically.
No contest, but yeah, Aleister Black did pick up the win.
Miz got involved.
Yeah.
And then Carmelo Hayes, he laid out.
Yeah, he had nothing but net on Aleister Black. I kind of like that. I mean, like, obviously, Aleister Black.
Yeah, because Melo always taking L's. So
he's always
taking L's. Finally, for the first time in a while that he's, like, on top. The only thing is it's against the guy who just got back to the ring. But it'll start a feud, and obviously, Aleister Black will definitely probably win the feud.
Yeah.
It's not like he's going to lose a feud.
Yeah, no, 100%. I know that there is a Money in the Bank qualifier match that Aleister Black is involved in next week. I don't think he's going to win. I kind of wish he did, but as long as he doesn't take the pinfall.
Depends who else is in the match. He could be in the match.
As long as he doesn't take the pinfall, I'll be happy with it, to be honest. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what the heck is going to happen there. Oh, I remember who the heck is going to be in it. Shinsuke Nakamura and LA Knight are going to be the other members of, of course, that triple threat. So there's three people who could potentially be in it. I think LA Knight's probably going to pick up the win there.
Yeah, I feel like Black can win.
Black can win. I wouldn't mind Black winning, but I feel like Shinsuke is definitely taking a pick. Shinsuke's taking a pin there, unfortunately. But I don't know. I guess he's happy just being the guy who just puts people over now. But yeah, of course, looking forward to see what the heck is going to happen there. Aleister Black versus Carmelo Hayes was a pretty decent match beforehand. I feel like they can put on an even better match if given the time. So we'll have to wait and see for that. We also had Drew McIntyre accepting a steel cage match against Damian Priest for Saturday night's main event.
That'll probably be the best match of the night.
It's probably going to be the best match of the night. I was just hoping that this freaking feud was over with, but they keep pushing it.
Probably over now.
Please. Please put it being over. But freaking Drew McIntyre was basically just saying, like, Priest seems jealous of him. So he's going to put an end to the jealousy. He's going to put an end to Priest, and then it's going to be done with. I mean, dude, you beat him.
I mean, it wasn't going to be over after that. Like, remember that huge choke slam? Outside the ring, they put them both to the table and took them out of that match.
Yeah. That was nice. I thought it was going to be over after he completely freaking decimated Damian Priest at freaking WrestleMania.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They had it at Backlash.
Right? At Backlash, they had that thing. And then, yeah, they just keep pushing it. So please let it be over now. I guess they just keep pushing it because I guarantee you they have nothing else for them. They literally have nothing else for them.
Yeah, it's like the top thing of WWE is kind of stacked right now. Like stagnant.
It's not stacked. It's just stagnant because they're trying to build these storylines and they have nothing else for like the other top guys. But
AKA
Karrion
Kross.
AKA Karrion freaking Kross when he's get pushed event. Yeah, main event. Freaking main event. It's freaking annoying. But yeah, just let this thing be over. Drew McIntyre deserves so much more. Priest deserves so much more. They shouldn't be involved in this freaking feud any longer. So Saturday night's main event should be the end of it. I'm happy it's a steel cage, though.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
We also had... Of course, I guess let's talk about the main event segment for the beginning segment led to the rest of the rest of the stuff. So, of course, the beginning segment was Solo Sikoa and JC Mateo
instead of Jeff Cobb.
Jeff Cobb.
I'm gonna call him Jeff Cobb right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, JC Mateo is such a weird name.
Yeah, it sounds like
Is he Hispanic?
Sounds like a Hispanic name like, to me. He looks Samoan.
He looks Samoan, but he also looks Mexican. Like, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
I'm going to call him Jeff Cobb. Jeff Cobb, Solo Sikoa, and Jacob Fatu.
His mama named him Cobb. I'm going to call him Cobb.
Yeah. And then, obviously, Solo Sikoa welcomes Jeff Cobb to the family, and he credited him for Fatu retaining the U.S. title, which, obviously, that's how Jacob Fatu got pissed. Took the mic from him and said he's been doing everything that he said he was going to do.
Yeah.
But then Solo was telling him, what did you used to tell me, man?
No, that was hilarious. Solo was funny as hell.
And he cut them trying to make him say it, like, I love you, Solo.
Yeah.
But he said it, but he's like, that's not the way you used to say it. And then
they got heated. Like, Solo was like, say it how you used to say it.
Yeah, but then obviously before LA Knight entered.
Yeah, that was the one time I was actually pissed off LA Knight and got involved. I was like, bro, like, they look like this thing was about to explode, and it looks like they're pushing it back another week or two.
Yeah, him and Cobb basically just fought real quick, and then he ran to the crowd.
Yeah.
Which they fought later on in the night.
Yeah.
That's literally all this was.
So JC Mateo and LA Knight had a match. JC Mateo ended up picking up the win, though.
Yeah. And actually, it was a good match.
With Tour of the Islands, I love that move. Tour of the Islands is such a good move.
Yeah. And they gave him a win.
It's like a twist on World's Strongest Slam. Of course, JC Mateo picked up the win and a pretty good performance against LA Knight. I'm happy that he won his first match.
Yeah, I just don't get his first matches in street clothes. It's like, bro, doesn't have ring gear.
He should have had his ring gear. I don't know. But you know what? It's fine.
And like we said, he's been known as Jeff Cobb for so long. I don't know why you even changed the name.
JC Mateo. Because that's his real name.
His real name is JC Mateo?
No, Jeff Cobb.
Jeff, that's what I'm saying. Just keep it.
Using the real names for things. I don't know
why. He's well known and already. Logan Paul don't got a fake name because he's known everywhere.
Yeah, it's because he's known as Logan Paul. You can't change his name. Of course, JC Mateo picked up the win in a pretty good match. I'm looking forward to see where the heck this is going to go between, again, Solo and Jacob Fatu. It looks like they brought in JC Mateo or Jeff Cobb into it, so that way they can slowly take out Jacob Fatu, because now Solo now has another bodyguard type figure.
Yeah, no figure. He still has the Tama Tonga Tagaloa coming back soon.
Injured. And they're definitely going to be on Solo's side.
Yeah.
There's no way they're not.
So that'll be the new bloodline right there.
Yeah, that's going to be like the new technical bloodline, quote-unquote. But I'm happy. It looks like freaking Solo got his mouth back. Now he's starting to talk. He's starting to act crazy now that he has his back up again.
He won the Money in the Bank qualifying match between Jimmy Uso and Rey Fénix.
Yeah.
So he qualified for him, but he got a win under his belt. He's getting some confidence again.
Yeah, gaining that confidence.
Talking back again to Jacob Fatu now again.
acting like he's a tribal chief again. So I'm happy about that. Like, they're actually pushing Solo again instead of making him look like a joke.
Yeah, because it made him look like a joke when this dude would just interrupt him, like, he wouldn't say nothing.
Yeah, he wouldn't say anything. Now that he has his backup now, he's like, now I'm going to talk.
And that'll lead to a U.S. title match between Solo and Jacob Fatu pretty soon.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, of course, Solo ended up hitting a Samoan spike on Rey Fénix, picked up the win there. Of course, looking forward to seeing Solo Sikoa in the Money in the Bank match. That's going to be pretty nice. I don't think he's going to win, but he's going to be a pretty predominant figure.
And obviously, the rest of his bloodline will definitely be involved.
I can see either Tongaloa or Tama Tonga is injured for a while, but Tongaloa might come back. The GOAT Tongaloa might come back at Money in the Bank and help Solo at some point. That'd be freaking cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait. The belt collector Tongaloa is going to come back soon. other than that, was there anything else that happened on SmackDown? I don't think so.
Because the main event, we already talked about it. Then Stephanie's try and retain.
That match was great. Okay, that was a really freaking good match. That was basically it for, of course, WWE. Of course, we have Money in the Bank around the corner.
Not much probably is going to happen next week. They're going to do probably Money in the Bank qualifiers.
A couple more Money in the Bank qualifiers.
And then, obviously, Saturday night's main event, even though that's only like 4 or 5 matches. So, not everything's being...
Yeah.
Probably for 2 weeks, nothing's going to be none of the storylines are really going to
continue. Nothing's going to be predominantly good, unfortunately. Of course, we also have Double or Nothing on Sunday.
Yes, we're going to talk about AEW.
Yeah, we got to talk about AEW.
We're about to get into that.
Yeah, AEW this week was great.
Yeah.
It was really freaking good. Of course, that was basically it for WWE's side of the podcast. Let's go ahead and get into AEW. All right, let's go ahead and get into, of course, AEW. AEW this week was honestly a lot of fun. It was really entertaining. Of course, I think it was like the beach, the beat bash at the beach or beach bash, whatever the heck they call it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was.
But they're still building to Double or Nothing, as we saw.
Yeah, Double or Nothing is this Sunday. We're definitely going to cover that as well. Looking forward to freaking Double or Nothing, to be honest. But yeah, of course, let's go ahead and get into Dynamite. Dynamite this week was a lot of fun. We had
Dynamite was kind of like a Saturday Night's Main Event. A lot of good.
It was a lot of good stuff. Everything was pretty cool. We had the first match was of course Heyman, Adam Page, and Will Ospreay defeating Konosuke Takeshita versus Josh Alexander. So
pretty good tag team match.
Pretty good tag team match to start off the show. Obviously, Heyman and Will Ospreay are going to face each other at Double or Nothing. That match is going to be so freaking cool. And I don't even care who the hell wins. Whoever the hell wins is going to face. Both
my picks, though.
Yeah.
I wanted Heyman. He wanted Will, but I'll take either of them to go on in the future to dethrone John Moxley.
Yeah. Whoever that wins is definitely dethroning Moxley at All In.
That's going to be fire.
Yeah, that's going to be a freaking banger of a match. But, yeah, Heyman, Adam Page, and Will Ospreay. Like you said, you had Heyman, I had Will. Right now, I'm 50-50.
That's like my top. That was like my top two anyway. So
yeah. I don't care who the hell wins. All I know is this is going to be a banger of a freaking match.
I'm not going to lie. I'm still kind of rooting for him, but I don't care.
Yeah. I don't care either. If Will Ospreay wins, I'm pumped.
Will Ospreay dethroning John Moxley in Texas will be it'll be weird, but it'll be fun.
It'll be fire.
I just think Heyman matches more with the Texas vibe.
Yeah.
No, he's not even from Texas.
I'm looking forward to it, though. It's going to be a freaking banger. And then, you know what? If they do a Heyman, they can run back him versus Swerve again. That'd be a freaking banger. You know what I mean?
Will Ospreay can get a future title shot. Exactly. He can get a rematch if he loses this. Will Ospreay be like, oh, I want my rematch from that match. And
exactly.
Then he can get the title shot with Heyman. We'll see.
That'd be great. But yeah, look, that was a pretty decent match. I don't know. I kind of like when they kind of do those tag team things right before a match. It's not like they hate each other. They're just facing each other, of course,
They were part of a tournament. And
exactly.
That's
exactly. Of course, they we also had
the same goal in common about dethroning this guy.
Yeah. We also have Ricochet defeating Zach Gowen. That match was hilarious. I don't care what anybody freaking says. Zach Gowen, of course, has the one leg.
Yeah.
Ricochet stole the freaking leg from him last week and has been carrying it around as like a trophy, which I thought legitimately freaking funny. I don't care what anybody says.
No, it is. For wrestling, it's not, relax.
But yeah, it was funny as hell. Like, freaking Zach Gowen was like chasing him around the ring, and Ricochet was like, stop doing that.
He was like jumping out the ring scared.
Funny as hell. Freaking Ricochet tried to get the figure four leg lock on Zach Gowen, and he realized he couldn't freaking do it because he only had one leg. I was freaking pissing myself. Ricochet is hilarious.
Yeah.
Say what you want about Ricochet, and we talk our shit on Ricochet too.
Yeah, because he's horrible promos. I'm sorry.
He's getting better.
Getting
I will admit,
better. Getting a little better, but
he's not good. But he's getting better at promos.
But his in-ring skills, and then he's obviously pretty funny too.
His heel work has been good.
Yeah,
definitely I'm liking
way
him.
Better than a face work.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
100%. You have to give him his credit. Like, this dude is doing really good as a heel.
Yeah, I like the feud with Swerve. Even though at the end it kind of like embarrassed me with the toilet paper thingy.
Yeah, that was funny.
But the feud with Swerve was good, and then he's been getting better since then.
And he's beaten Swerve
and
twice.
He's winning matches. Yeah, he's winning matches.
Exactly. He's winning matches. He's getting himself over. The internet wrestling community freaking can't stand him with all those like tweets and stuff he'd be doing. It's heel work. It's honestly just heel work. I'm liking what he's doing. Like, if his goal is to get people to not like you, and that's exactly what he's doing, I think he's doing a fantastic job of it.
And you're doing a good job.
You're doing a really good job.
If you're not getting any reaction, then you're not.
If the internet wrestling community hates you, you're doing a great job, because obviously you're a heel. If you're a face in the internet wrestling community hates you, then you're doing a terrible job, but come on now.
A.K.A. Roman Reigns years ago.
Yeah, years ago, Roman Reigns, but yeah, that's a different story. I think Ricochet is doing a great job in AEW. I think that he's starting to shine a little bit. I'm liking what the heck they're doing. Obviously, I'm not saying he's the greatest promo ever.
No, he's not.
His promos are still bad, but he's
going to
give
credit when somebody's getting better.
He's getting better. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing
because the wrestling video has always been there. That motherfucker's a beast.
Yeah, he's a beast.
It's just like the promo and character work. That's getting way better.
Way better. Yeah. His heel work is freaking great. I enjoy watching him on my TV. 100%. Now. But anyways. Of course, we also had the Hurt Syndicate defeating Top Flight.
Pretty quick.
Of course, and then afterwards, Dustin Rhodes and Sammy Guevara called for a title shot.
They didn't really say when it was going
to
happen.
They didn't really say when it was going to happen, but that match is definitely going to happen. Looking forward to that match, I guess. Cool. I'm happy Sammy Guevara is back on freaking AEW TV.
And I still think he's too good to be in the tag team.
100%. Yeah. He needs to go after that TNT title.
Yeah, he used to go. He was good when he was.
Well, he's already like pointed out like Adam Cole and stuff on like on Collision.
Yeah.
So like that match is definitely going to happen eventually. They just need to break up that tag team first. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what the heck they're going to do with Sammy Guevara now that he's like officially back full time. Happy. I'm pumped. I'm a big fan of Sammy. But yeah, of course, the big thing after that was, of course, MJF coming out to see whether or not he was going to join the Hurt Syndicate. Obviously, he was terrified at first, because I thought it was hilarious.
But he finally got the three thumbs up.
Yeah, he got all three thumbs up. He's officially part of Hurt Syndicate.
He gave Bobby Lashley a huge hug, and Bobby Lashley threw him off.
Yeah, he's like, we did it, Bob! And like jumped up and hugged him.
He threw him off. Like,
no. Oh, my God.
And they did a contract signing, apparently, scheduled for this week coming up.
Yeah.
But it's going to be pretty funny, because I feel like something's happening. Contract signings don't go right.
It doesn't go away, yeah. I already know, because what MJF already said, like, he's going to bring his lawyer to like look at the contract. And MVP was like, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, what do you mean? Like, it's a legal binding contract. I have to have him look over. So I feel like, one, they just teased the hell out of us, and he's actually not going to join Hurt Syndicate. And because of the contract.
Or MVP's trying to screw him.
Yeah.
And he finally noticed, and then.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to say, like, oh, MVP screwed him. He's going to try to screw him over. Obviously, MJF is smart. He's not going to let
Bobby
that happen.
Bobby Lashley accepted because he knew he was going to screw him. Yeah.
And then, boom, obviously.
That leads to a feud.
Leads to a feud. Or, of course, he actually does joins Hurt Syndicate.
And we get some crazy, funny scenes for the next few weeks.
Next few months.
Months, probably.
Yeah. MJF maybe ends up winning the freaking title, and then, boom, Hurt Syndicate turns on him. Bobby Lashley versus MVP, that'd be a freaking banger of a freaking match. Come on now. That'd be a freaking great freaking title match right there.
Doesn't have to be the title, though.
Doesn't have to be the title.
Be two-pack. Yeah. I don't think it would be a title.
Well, I'm saying if MJF eventually wins with them at his side, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that'll be a...
They can do a whole storyline where...
That's going to be a while, though, because All In's in, what, like August?
Yeah, obviously it's going to be a while.
Whoever wins that is not going to lose it that quick, so I don't think it's going to be a part. If he joins, I don't think he'll be in a part that long.
You never know.
I believe this will be short.
You think it's going to be a short, like a little reunion thing that they're doing?
A short thing with the Hurt Syndicate. And by short, it could still be like 2 months, but it's not going to be long term.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind it being long term if they book it properly. What I'm seeing is like MJF helping them, basically being their little like their little butler type thing. He's just like, they're like, obviously he's new, so he wants to get on their good side.
Yeah.
Eventually they help him win the freaking title, and then MJF becomes MJF again. Starts treating him like shit, saying, I'm better than you. I'm the freaking champion. You listen to what the heck I do. Obviously, Bobby Lashley has had enough at that point. Turns on MJF, and then boom, we have MJF versus Bobby Lashley for the freaking title. That'd be a freaking good storyline, too. But you never know. Obviously, though, I'm looking forward to see what the heck this is going to end up. But MJF back on top as title needs to happen eventually. I understand what you mean. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But when it does happen, it's going to be freaking glorious. I miss Bobby Roode. Sorry, I just had to say, I miss Bobby Roode so much. Anyways, we also had the AEW Women's Championship title eliminator match. Fatal 4-Way between Mina Shikara, Toni Storm, Azm or AZM, and Sky Blue. The return to Sky Blue. Really freaking good.
Yes, she hasn't been on TV in a while.
Yeah, because she got injured, messed up her freaking knee. So I'm happy she's back. Toni Storm ended up losing.
Mina Shikara won.
Yeah, Mina Shikara won. They're having that match at Double or Nothing. I'm not a big fan of title eliminator matches where like the freaking champion gets pinned.
I just think it makes no sense.
Yeah,
that the champion has to be in the title eliminator. I feel like
doesn't.
It's got to be number one contenders with like other people to try to fight the champion. Why would the champion fight in the title eliminator?
Well, not only that, but
they say if you beat her, you could claim yourself as champion. But like
exactly,
you know, I don't know. I don't like it.
Well, not only that, but like they did the same thing last week, and Toni Storm won with three other people. So it's like, I don't know, like you're just,
they're trying to force somebody.
It's stupid. I don't know. I thought it was stupid.
Like, especially with Double or Nothing, it's one of the big pay per views. They should have had a big feud.
They could have easily just did a triple threat with freaking Toni Storm at ringside, like you know, on commentary or something like that.
More contenders.
Exactly. Mina wins, and Mina then boom, wins. There's the match.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, they had to have Toni Storm involved. I don't understand it either. I think it's
dumb. I don't think the title eliminator stuff with the champions actually being in it makes any sense.
Yeah.
And any type of sports or wrestling, it doesn't make
sense. I will say this. I don't know if you saw this. This was freaking hilarious. Mina Shikara came out with a new entrance music. Everybody hated it. And in the middle of the thing, Tony Khan changed it back to the original because people were tweeting out saying it was bad. So at the end, it was her old music again. I mean, and somebody went online and was just like, Did Tony Storm just change it because the internet wrestling community was saying that the music was terrible? Yeah, Tony Khan, sorry. And Tony Khan goes, yeah, I did. Like, he tweeted back, yes, I did. I saw it. And everybody was like, bro, that's freaking hilarious. Like, he actually listened.
I wish more, would listen.
Yo, it's like funny as hell. It shows that he's listening. Like, he's
finally.
Like, no, hey, nobody likes it. Let's change it back. And then he changed it back. And then it was our old music when she won. I thought it was freaking hilarious. Like, on-the-fly move like that. That was hilarious. But, yeah, of course, Mina Shikakara won. I'm happy with that. I'm a big fan of Mina Shikakara anyway. So, looking forward to seeing that match. Tony Storm versus Mina is going to be a great freaking match.
And Tony Storm's winning.
Tony Storm's winning, yeah. There's no way she's not. But it's going to be a fun match regardless. We also had FTR basically offering a match to Nigel McGuinness and Daniel Garcia. And then, of course, beat them down afterwards. It looks like we are going to get that. Obviously, Nigel was saying that he shouldn't have gotten involved last week on Collision.
Yeah.
But
he didn't even want to accept the match.
He didn't want the match.
He feels like he knows he's gonna lose. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, he's saying that he's a commentator. He's not a wrestler anymore. And Daniel Garcia was basically just like begging him, like, bro, like, we need to do this.
Yep.
So that match is definitely happening.
that's probably when it's at Double or Nothing. That might be when Cope comes back.
Yeah, Cope can come back at that time. Cope can come back, cost FTR the match. That'd be funny as hell.
Or just come out after, just in case something happens. Yeah.
But yeah, of course, I'm looking forward to that. Nigel McGuinness, pretty decent wrestler, obviously. He's in his older years, so he was pretty good when he was back then. He had a match against...
And he's facing Brian Danielson?
Brian Danielson, which was pretty okay. He was pretty good. So yeah, looking forward to that. Whatever, I'm fine with it. And then, of course, we had the main event, the AEW World Championship Steel Cage match between Samoa Joe and Jon Moxley. I'm kind of iffy about this match. To be honest, I thought it was good.
I thought the match was good.
But the ending was like so freaking predictable and stupid.
I mean, yeah, he just lost with a briefcase.
Yeah.
But.
So, of course.
What did you expect?
Yeah, Jon Moxley picked up the win.
At least it wasn't a bulldog joke.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a bulldog joke. After, of course, interference,
Jeff Ryder's interfering, yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Ryder's interfering, got the briefcase inside the steel cage. And then, of course, he ended up hitting
Samoa Joe. At least Samoa Joe didn't really technically lose clean. I mean,
yeah.
They interfered. They hit him with a briefcase.
Samoa Joe looked dominant for a good majority of the match. Yeah, he was
winning a majority of the match.
Yeah, I like that part.
So Samoa Joe is still part of the main event scene. This is good. This is way better than the Ops thing.
Yeah, the Ops thing was freaking terrible. Don't go back to that, please. But yeah, of course, Jon Moxley picked up the win, as everybody freaking expected. He's not losing that to All In. But, of course, the... major thing that did happen was, of course, Kenny Omega tried to come out and make the save versus the Death Riders. Yeah,
and the Elite was there, too, beating down everybody.
And the Elite came out, a.k.a., of course.
Yeah, they beat him down,
too. The Young Bucks.
Young Bucks, who else?
Okada.
Okada, yeah.
Yeah, Okada. but, yeah, they ended up bringing the steel cage back down.
Yeah, they asked for the
locking steel cage Kenny Omega and, of course, Samoa Joe in the ring. And
that's why they beat him down.
Beat the crap out of them. And then, of course, Swerve came out for the save, climbed a freaking ladder and jumped off the top.
Helped take everybody out.
Powerhouse Hobbs was also there. He got involved.
Took everybody out.
Took everybody out. They all ran. And then, of course, they announced Anarchy at the Arena between Double or Nothing between, of course,
Samoa
Joe. Oh, who are the people? Samoa Joe, Swerve. Powerhouse Hobbs, Swerve, and Kenny Omega. I guess that's the four versus
Jon Moxley. Maybe Claudio.
And
the Young Bucks, I feel like.
In the Young Bucks, yeah, probably.
Because I did see some of them, though.
Well, Pac is out injured.
I see something about they might add two more people to this match, one for each team.
Probably. Well, they can add Wheeler Yuta.
So, I think it might be Claudio. Yeah, then they got to add one more.
Yeah,
maybe Wheeler Okada Yuta. Or Wheeler Yuta. And then the other team's going to get one more person. I don't know who.
Okada is definitely going to be involved.
The other team, though, is going to have another person, too.
Yeah, I don't know who they're going to get.
Who the hell's, what the hell's his name? I'm lost. With the Ops, with Samoa Shibata? Joe, not Shibata.
Hook's
another one that can be involved.
Hook can be a good one. Yeah, because honestly, Hook has been gone for a couple weeks. He's rehabbing, quote unquote, but he's obviously
He can return.
He can return.
He can get involved because he's technically part of the storyline.
I can see him returning this week on Dynamite.
Yeah, and that's why he gets involved, but they just add Claudio to the match.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I would not mind that at all. But yeah, that was basically for AEW and WWE this week, of course, wrestling. That's going to be a banger of a freaking match.
But the best match is definitely going to be Hangman and Will Ospreay.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That match is going to be a freaking banger. Is that the main event?
I'm not sure what the main event. I didn't see the match.
They haven't announced the main event
I haven't seen the layout.
It's either going to be that one or the Anarchy of the Arena match.
I feel like Anarchy of the Arena might be the main event just because of all the chaos.
Yeah. I'm happy they're doing that too, because there's nobody to really face Moxie until, of course, whoever the heck comes out, which the winner.
Yeah, he's going to find out his number one contender right there.
Yeah. So. But yeah, of course, that was basically it for, of course, wrestling this week. Really appreciate the support we've been getting, obviously. Yeah, well, I guess we're back.
Yeah.
Freaking looking forward to, of course, next week. Next week, we're going to have.
What if nobody wins? The Swerve and Will Ospreay ends in the disqualification. It'll be a triple threat.
Swerve and Will Ospreay?
I mean, no, sorry.
Hangman.
Hangman and Will Ospreay. What if nobody wins? It'll be a triple threat match then.
That'd be cool. I wouldn't mind that. Triple threat match would be awesome. But yeah, of course, that was basically it for wrestling this week. Like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll be back next week, of course, with our Saturday night's main event review. And then, of course, our Double or Nothing review.
You know, Double or Nothing Sunday night. So we're going to have to figure out time slots for recording.
Yeah,
we're
going
to be on video in person. But we're still going to have it, so we're still going to cover it.
Yeah, way. 100%. But anyways, like, comment, subscribe as always. See you guys next week. Love you guys. Peace.